News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Finsbury Shopping Centre has been described as Ireland's ugliest building, but it's also a battleground involving developers, Tesco and local residents. The plans have been put in place to redevelop it, but there's fears that these plans may be shelved or certainly put on hold over a row about the development of the site. Yesterday, I went to my home village, if you can call Finsbury a village, to meet those affected by it. I caught up with Dave Slattery from the Shandon Residents Association. I began by asking him, what is the essence of the standoff as he understands it?
Well, it's symbolic of the old resisting the new. Tesco's been here forever. It owns the site. We've got a developer who wants to bring something new.
When you say it owns the site, it owns...
It owns its own property.
Its own property, not the shopping centre.
It owns its own footprint.
Yeah.
So I think it's a standoff between the old and the new. Tesco was doing very well with the status quo. There's no motivation for change. The developer wants to bring something new, some new opportunities for the village. So I'm not surprised that there's been a standoff.
How crucial is this site? Because, it's not all of Finsbury, but it's the central focus of Finsbury. And it's been an eyesore and it's been allowed kind of decline for the last 20 years.
It has. Now, I think it's worthwhile mentioning how it's just a fantastic example of brutalist architecture in Dublin. I love it. I mean, there's a proposal to put a mesh on it, which is a bit of putting lipstick on a pig. I like the pig. The pig needs to be cleaned up. There's absolutely no doubt about that.
Marion Fitzpatrick, resident of Finsbury and director of FizzFest. We always seem to be on the verge in Finsbury. We're on the verge of development. And, you know, in 2008, we had an award-winning local area plan. And because of the recession, then that was shelved. Then 5 years later, we had a new local area plan that was defeated. And now we have the possibility of this really good integrated development with Dalymount Park. And that's why it's really important that this issue is resolved between Tesco and MM Capital, because an integrated development is crucial for the social return and for the community gain, because we will have, for the first time in Finsbury, a public plaza, an outdoor meeting place. You know, because of the village and how busy the Finsbury Road or the North Circular Road is, we don't have a village centre, and we have an opportunity for that.
For like more than 10 years, people have been campaigning and lobbying through various channels to try and get something done about this urban village, which has been in a state of decline for decades. And this is a real opportunity to change the whole nature and face of this village between this development with the shopping centre and the concurrent development of Dalymount. So the fact that there is this impasse between the developers and Tesco supermarket is just a sort of huge disappointment and frustration to us. In terms of what should happen, really, as you can see here behind us on the shop, Tesco's slogan is Tesco, we're big on community. Well, I think Tesco should now show us for real that they actually do care about this community.
I'm here with Daniel Lambert of Bang Bang Cafe and of Bohemians Football Club. Just, Daniel, obviously really ambitious plans to redevelop Dalymount. How important is the redevelopment of the shopping centre to that?
So the redevelopment of the shopping centre, the concept there was to have an integrated design between the two sites. So basically, if you think of Finsbury in terms of a US city block, what you have there is Dalymount and the shopping centre that form an entire city block, basically. And if those sites are to be redeveloped with an integrated design, it's far better for both Dalymount and the shopping centre, but they're not codependent. So the Dalymount redevelopment can take place without the shopping centre, but if that happens, the design, it won't make most use of the space. And the biggest loser really will be the community, because you won't have an integrated design. You won't have a flow through of people. If you can, the most basic way to imagine this would just be basically a blank wall between the two sites. It wouldn't afford the opportunity that the community deserves. And it's not an overstatement to say it's a once in a lifetime opportunity to have two sites of that size in the center of a village, and the opportunity to develop them together is such an important opportunity to grasp. And you know, the idea that this could somehow fall down based upon, you know, a disagreement between a developer and a shop and a shopping centre, or you know, a retailer, is absurd. Really, I think we need to tackle that pretty quickly.
Some people call it Ireland's ugliest building. What's your take on it?
It's one of my favourites, to be honest. If I was redeveloping the shopping centre, I'd probably buy an old Soviet jet and put it on the roof. And it'd be some kind of art piece. But no, I think it's got beauty to it, genuinely. I think you read about the customs house and buildings like that, and you'd hear the people at the time, and for a period afterwards, really dislike them. And I think that that is a style of architecture that, you know, the brutalist style maybe doesn't have a huge amount of fans today, but a lot of that architecture has been demolished in Dublin, and I think that over time it may be celebrated as quite a beautiful building.
Okay, Daniel Lambert of Bang Bang and of Bohemians Football Club finishing that report yesterday. We made contact with both Tesco and MM Capital just prior to doing this report. We did get a statement from Tesco. They did say there was a meeting between themselves and MM Capital yesterday. They described it as a constructive meeting, and a further meeting was planned shortly. They said they continue to engage with the developer as they had from the outset, but they did say the development, while acceptable to Tesco in principle, cannot proceed until an agreed final design resolving operational issues, legal property rights and issues of concern to other local residents is provided by the developer. They said they welcomed the development, but the developer was undermining our ability to trade and impacting negatively on property rights. Basically, it all goes down to, Kieran, this issue of access, front and rear access to the shopping centre. What I fail to understand is how this was not resolved during the oral hearing process. I just cannot get my head as to how that didn't happen. It needs to be sorted, and sorted quickly, because the Fibsborough community has waited far too long for this to happen.